Vikings defensive backs coach Joe Woods, 7 seasons. This is going to be your 7th season.
Yeah.
Is that hard to believe?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Never thought I'd be here this long, but it's been a great experience.
Yeah, we're glad you've been here for this long.
That's good.
One guy who's been with you the whole time is Antoine Winfield. I thought after OTA number one, I wasn't expecting him to stand out, but after watching just that one practice, I couldn't believe how good he looked, and he stood out to me. How do you think he did this offseason?
Antoine had a great offseason. It was good to get him back. You know, he's had some injuries over the years, the more freakish type injuries. But Antoine, he's still athletic. He has all his quickness. He can still run. And Antoine's just a very smart football player. He understands what he's doing, and it showed up this offseason.
Yeah. Do you think that's part of why he's so good in the slot? Because not just the physical part of his game, but he is a heady player, right?
Yeah. Yes. He just understands football, and he's a very instinctual player. He understands all his keys. He reacts fast, and he's always been good inside because of his physical nature and his ability to diagnose plays.
Yeah. He hates the move to safety question. I mean, every time he gets asked that, I mean, he has no interest in doing that. And I think it's because he still believes he can play at a high level, and I think he can too. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he's an emergency safety. I've talked to him. I say, if things go bad and, you know, guys go down, I may have to throw you back there because I know he can handle it. But it's really not in my thought process to play him at safety.
It was a tough goal last year for us, pass defense, largely because of the injuries that we had to go through. Antoine was one of them. And then we didn't have Chris Cook also.
Right.
And Chris is another guy who looked like he flashed a little bit during the offseason program. Do you like what you see from Chris?
Yeah, Chris, again, for his size, he is a tremendous athlete. He's very gifted. We like to say he's a big man that has little man characteristics, which is rare. But his mind, he's focused. He wants to have a great season. He wants to put all the issues he's had behind him. And I look forward to watching him play this year.
How about Josh Robinson? When we were down at the Combine, the buzz around him was because of his speed.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a little bit more than just speed to his game, doesn't he?
Yes. You know, you guys can see it. You know, I see it flash. But he has all the quickness. He has all the speed that you want for the position. Has good size. But he is a very smart football player. I spent a lot of time with the rookies this offseason, and he picked things up at his position and other positions quickly. So that was good to see. His big thing is just developing and gaining experience.
Harrison Smith, we had 2 first-round picks. He was one of them. Jumped back up to get him. You must have been in a good mood on draft day.
Oh, yeah.
What's he good at?
Harrison, man, he's a big athletic safety, and he's probably more athletic than people give him credit for. He has great football awareness, and the thing that was good to see from this offseason is he takes command in the back end as a young guy in terms of getting guys lined up, a lot of confidence. I look for big things from him.
Robert Blanton, the transition from corner to safety, that kind of happened here during the offseason program. What did you think of that?
It was good. It was a normal process. He's going through the same process that Mistrell Raymond did last year, because Mistrell was also a corner that we moved to safety. So it's going to be a little bit of a learning experience for him, because he's learning how to see the field from a different position, where now he has to react to things that happen outside and inside. But he's done a good job. You can see he has playmaking ability, and he's a very aggressive, confident player.
As a coach, I mean, you have 17 guys, I think, as defensive backs right now. I mean, how do you keep all that straight when you're down there at Mankato?
Yeah. No, it's fine. I just like to make sure that I use different rotations to see how guys interact. I try to put them in more pressure situations, you know, especially the young guys. But I always tell them, it doesn't matter your reputation, your resume, or how much money you make. The starter is going to be determined on what happens between the white lines.
Do you kind of break them up into corners and then safeties? You're the defensive backs coach.
Yeah.
Is there one that you lean toward, one position or over the other?
No, not really, man. I'm involved in it all. Yeah. It's good because you have, you know, different aspects of the game in the back end that you get to coach. So, you know, with the safeties, it's more the physical play, playing in space. With the corners, it's, you know, can you stand up on the island for the nickels? Hey, you have to cover and you have to play at the linebacker time. So just the versatility to different positions, man, is exciting for me to coach.
A guy here in Minnesota that a lot of people watch because he was a Gopher, University of Minnesota Golden Gopher, is Marcus Sherrills.
Yeah.
Looks like he makes some plays out there.
Marcus Sherrills has done a great job ever since we got him. You know, came in as a walk-on guy, really as a tryout guy. But Marcus is a guy, he doesn't say much. I probably had, you know, 10 meaningful conversations with him over 3 years. But he lines up, he does his job, doesn't say a word, and he makes plays.
We had a couple of veterans join our roster over the offseason that Rick Spielman and his staff brought in, Zachary Bowman from Chicago and then Chris Carr. Now, Chris Carr has been a name in the NFL for a long time, a lot because of how well he performs on special teams. But out there in the defense, it looks like Chris could be someone who's involved a lot in what we do defensively.
Yeah, it's been good to have those veteran guys because a lot of young guys look up to them because they know they've been through the wars and that they have playing experience. But Chris Carr, man, very intelligent football player. I feel he's very similar to Antoine. He just understands the game. He can play it outside. He can play it inside. So this, in terms of where he fits, is going to be interesting. It's going to give us some more flexibility. Zachary Bowman, he's a big corner. Again, he has a lot of playing experience. He brings a lot of confidence to the back end, and he's been great this offseason.
As you're going through some of your guys, whether it's the offseason program or training camp, and you want as many of them to make the team as you can get to make the team, do you stress the importance of playing special teams?
There is no question. There is no question. The first meeting I have with those guys, I always talk about special teams. And the last meeting I have with these guys, I talk about special teams. Because from a defensive back standpoint, we play a lot. We play a lot on the team. So when it comes down to that final decision in terms of the roster, if there's a guy that's a better player on teams, he may be the guy that gets that spot.